This is American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.
Okay, so I grew up in the wilds of western Kansas.
Surely.
On a farm by myself,
right,
with no friends. Which, too far from town to learn
baseball, or,
right,
as Robert Frost would say.
Right, exactly. And that sort of gives you an insight into my personality. So when I got bored, I usually just pulled out the large gauge weapons.
Yes, of course. Well, readily available on a farm.
I actually had Stretch Armstrong for a couple of years until I just got bored. And actually, I actually shot it with a 12-gauge.
Nice. Nice. How'd that go?
Well, it did a little damage.
I can imagine.
As you can imagine.
Yeah, exploded his chest.
Lots of goo. But surprisingly, not as much damage
as you might think. Not less than to a human
There's
body.
Probably some sort of fit. In fact, our friend Mark Adamovich, as an engineer, could probably explain to us why it actually didn't do as much damage as you might have thought. Yeah, I love... And then there was all the variances. Like, they didn't have a
monster.
There
was a monster and an alien, I think.
One of them was see-through, I know.
Yeah,
That you could kind of look
through. Hey, you know what this reminds me of, Ben? Speaking of see-through.
What?
I'll tell you what I had that I loved.
What?
The $6 million man.
Oh, well, you could look through his eye?
You could look through his bionic eye.
Oh, and he had skin.
You could roll back the skin and see his bionic arm.
Right, and he had that stuff.
That's good shit.
And he was one of those 12-inch ones.
He was big, and he had the red...
That was when they made the big dolls.
He had the red tracksuit.
Right.
A man barely alive. Yeah. We can rebuild him. We have the technology to build the world. The first bionic man.
And again?
$6 million. Today, $600 billion.
Yeah, but of course, who did he fight?
Sasquatch.
He fought the Sasquatch.
To bring Sasquatch back.
That's
and remember,
right.
Sasquatch was a robot. The Sasquatch was
he built by aliens?
Built by the aliens.
Yeah.
Might have been getting a little deep into cocaine use, the writers, toward the end there.
He couldn't
orient himself in the tunnel.
Right. Oh.
The spinning tunnel.
I had a crush on Lindsay Wagner, the bionic woman.
Good lord.
Who wouldn't? What are you gonna do?
And now she's selling foam sleep number beds.
Yes, she is. And I'd still like to kind of get up there with her.
Who
wouldn't?
I hate you.
Mr. Turtle, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. I've never made it without biting. Go ask Mr. Owl.
Right.
and then Mr. Owl. And he's smart.
How many licks does it take? Because he's got the big round
and
glasses.
The graduation cap.
Right, exactly. How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I don't know. Let's find out. One.
Yes, right.
A two. Three. Three.
Right. Three. And then he gives the kid the stick.
Right. Exactly.
The good grief sort of Charlie Brown.
Right.
Face.
That's it. But see? Yeah. A one. A two. A three.
Three.
A three.
It's a big aha. And God, you know, in those days, were they even 30s and 60s? Or were they just whatever?
No. I'm sure.
You know what I mean?
30s. Yeah, no, I'm sure it was 30s.
Some of those seemed long, man.
But it's so...
Well, that one, the song.
Burned into
the
my
one
brain.
I'm thinking of is the song that was, whatever it is I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
Tootsie Roll, I love your chocolatey chew. Tootsie Roll, I think I'm in love with you. Whatever it is I think I see.
Yeah. Becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
And see, it would never happen today because everybody would be too busy trying to make it a rock video and have the 7-year-old girl expose her midriff.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And it's like...
chopping action!
Right.
True violence!
I think...
Blood spurting ears!
Yankelevich research says everybody is looking for...
Authenticity.
They're looking for real. They're going... And they're searching nostalgia to help provide part of that for them.
Exactly. And that's the absolute explosion of the Abercrombie & Fitch Target...
Right. Fake old.
Dew drop in.
Right. Fake old.
Right.
Well, in fact,
new old.
And Mountain Dew, yeah. I wish I could think of the agency. Is it Gyro? Or is it Yiro? It's one of those.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it Gyro or Yiro? I don't know.
You like the juice, huh?
The juice
is good.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the name.
I get you more juice.
I'm not sure of the name. But it's an agency in Philadelphia that does nothing but underground advertising and below-the-line kind of stuff. And they designed Mountain Dew t-shirts and placed them in all the hip stores for all the kids to buy.
Right. And next thing you know, someone's walking around in a Mountain Dew
t-shirt. Right, exactly. And why wouldn't they be? Because it's cool.
Yeah.
So that trend in fashion and all of that, and the 70s t-shirts, which we're seeing now, 70s fashion, and all of that, it's all part of this massive trend that spans generations, that's all about... seeking out simplicity and quality of experience versus stuff.
Right.
Thanks for tuning in to American Copywriter with John January and Tug McTighe.